WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan High School student was arrested yesterday afternoon for possession of an unloaded handgun, ammunition, and several grams of marijuana. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the student was in the office on an unrelated matter, but administrators suspected the student was in possession of stolen property.
The student refused to allow us to search his backpack. We contacted the parent. The parent came up and she searched the backpack and discovered the loaded magazine clip. At that point, our school resource officer, Bryan PD, came in immediately, finished the search, and found the unloaded handgun and the marijuana.
Wallace says all parents were contacted through the school's all-call system by Principal Lane Boobin. He also commended the Bryan High School administration for how they handled the situation. An anti-abortion activist indicted in Harris County over a covertly recorded video from inside a Planned Parenthood clinic says his group uses the same undercover techniques as journalists and follows the law. Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLeiden says his nonprofit respects the court system in Houston. That's where a grand jury indicted him and another anti-abortion activist for videos secretly filmed last year that targeted the handling of fetal tissue in Planned Parenthood clinics. The average price of a gallon of gas in Texas fell about 7 cents last week.
There is an absolute glut of oil and gasoline right now, and that's going to put more downward pressure on the price at the pump.
Senior petroleum analyst Greg Laskowski with GasBuddy.com says the market is flooded with gasoline and oil, partly because the Mid-Atlantic blizzard has cut demand there to almost nothing. There are 90% fewer flu cases in Brazos County this year compared to last.
The Brazos County Health Department reports 112 flu cases this year compared to 1,340 at this time last year. But according to Dr. Seth Sullivan, Brazos County Alternate Health Authority, it's nearly impossible to predict when flu season is going to hit.
We know that we're still within the flu season. There is still the opportunity to get flu. We still recommend those who have not yet been vaccinated to be vaccinated.
Dr. Sullivan says it's not a matter of if, but when the flu season hits. He says with students back in town, the risk of transmissibility increases.
Students have been different areas. They come back, and so it doesn't take much once it gets started.
For more information on getting your flu shot, visit brazoshealth.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Campaign season is wrapping up for United Way of the Brazos Valley, and President Allison Prince says it's final push time.
We have not reached goal yet. We'll still be pushing through the end of March. So we've still got some time. It is not too late for a company to host a workplace campaign if you would like to.
Prince says they are at 65% of their goal, but corporation and public individual contributions are still being accepted. More information is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 50 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios. And paging services, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Breezy conditions will be with us throughout the day, so lots of clouds. Temperatures today up to about 55. There's the potential for an isolated shower today. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55. Skies are clear tomorrow night with lows of 30 to 35. Bright sunshine and a bit milder for Thursday. By Thursday, we're 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
810 Japanese inventors have taken bonsai trees to a whole new level, literally. Brand new bonsai trees not only look cool, they actually levitate.
So cool.
You seeing this?
Oh, yeah.
Trees come with a magnetic energy base that causes them to float in the air. That's like maglev, right? That we're talking?
Sure,
magnetic
fine.
Levitation, right?
They have those little executive toys that do the same thing.
Okay. Do you have an executive toy that levitates?
No. Okay. There's not room on my messy desk for it.
Okay, all right. Yeah, every once in a while we've done that for Ben. I forget. I got Ben something about 5 years ago that was, I think, so cool he took it home, which would be the ultimate compliment.
But, yeah, it would be.
But anyway.
And then Lily wouldn't let him bring it
right,
back up here.
But
right?
he likes those little movement things, and he does that. And, you know, he doesn't have time now because he's running like 12 radio stations. But, you know, in the meantime. So, anyhow, this energy-based thing causes it to float in the air. So creators called it Air Bonsai. Taking the idea to Kickstarter, they asked for $80,000 in funding to market the invention. They've raised $250,000. Ooh. With a month left in the campaign. Once available, the trees and base will retail for $500. Whoa.
Whoa was right.
Okay, we'll see. They'll be out.
Well, there. Knock that off, Ben.
Yeah, that's no, no. We're not getting that for Ben. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do a fun story. We'll do a Kickstarter within the radio station to get up to the $500 to be able to give that to Ben. See how it works. Okay. On to more serious stuff. Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm good.
Let's talk for a second about this highly contagious strain of dog flu that has stricken some pets across the United States. American Veterinary Medicine Association says the strain is called H3N2 canine influenza. What does that mean?
It's the flu, canine flu.
25 states it's in right now. So what happens? Tell me about susceptibility and how they get infected.
Well, you know, it's airborne. So just like the flu spreads to us, this is, you know, I've looked into it. I've asked some local veterinarians on their opinions. You know, there's been some talk about the vaccine. Mm-hmm. There's also the concern that just like the human flu vaccine, it'll be different strains. So you're not necessarily vaccinated against the one that is around your
kind
area.
Kind of a pot shot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... it's just, I think there's still a lot of questions with it and up in the air. There was some concern last year about there was a dog that had come from Chicago to Houston that possibly may have brought it down with them. However, we haven't seen anything as of yet. All the vets are on high alert for it, watching it. Some cases, from what I understand, basically it presents itself like kennel cough, but can get worse. So,
okay.
Yeah, do your due diligence, get your animals vaccinated, make sure their health and well-being is up to par. And
so when you say presents, now if somebody doesn't have their animal vaccinated, what's the dog going to do?
You know, what we see with,
and not whether it's this or anything else,
right,
any respiratory.
So it's going to depend. So most kennel cough type things start with, you know, they might just go off eating a little bit. They might start just this little cough, and you're like, oh, did they just eat too fast or whatever? Be super diligent. It sounds like they're trying to almost. They're choke or throw something up, but they're not.
Okay.
And fresh air is what we do at the shelter.
Okay.
You know, we get them out of the building because it can spread very quickly to one dog to the next. And it is very important they get removed from that population for our particular situation, because we don't know the vaccination history of the animals that are coming
mm-hmm.
in. The Bordetella vaccine is generally recommended that you get it every 6 months. So it's not just an annual vaccine, it's every 6 months. Now, the dogs that come into the shelter, we give them. Our goal is to get it to them before they even step in the building.
Okay.
So there's been some research in some shelter medicine that said, oh, yeah, it does help, even if it's out on the animal control truck versus in the kennel.
Mm-hmm.
It helps that much more. So we have some outdoor kennels. We move them out there, get them into foster homes.
Sure.
Our fosters do a great job keeping their animals vaccinated, so it's a lot less of a risk. And then again, shelter animals for our situation because they're stressed. Additionally, with, you know, they've been on the loose, you know, maybe inconsistent food sources. They come into the shelter. That's a very overwhelming setting. Mm-hmm. Stressed mm-hmm. animals, stressed people, more susceptible to yeah. various diseases and infections. So definitely something we're watching for. That's so it. We keep our eyes peeled.
Okay, what else you got going on?
Well, we are kind of back to business as usual this week. We have PetSmart on Saturday, and what we've started new this week, which it was suggested by the staff, you know, hey, we don't do like a staff pet pick of the week. So we started that this week, and we chose Keaton, who has been with us since late summer.
Oh, my, really?
He's a mixed breed dog. He's about 60 pounds or so.
Okay.
Red, probably some shepherd somewhere back in there. There's probably some lab because him and a tennis ball is kind of obnoxious.
Okay.
We definitely, the staff really enjoys him. He's done some board and train, so a little bit of work to get him back to that. That mm-hmm. would be really easy. But he's a great dog. He's been with us a long time. We sweetened the deal that the staff pet pick of the week, $12 adoption for this week. So he will be $12 until Saturday, and Monday the staff during staff meeting will choose the next dog.
Okay.
Or cat. Like that. Or critter.
All right. A moving pick then as far as that goes. All right. Anything else?
That's about it. Check out more information on our website, aggielandhumane.org. You can find that staff pet pick of the week, what we're calling our MVP.
Oh, very good.
You'll see him possibly in a jersey. He has an A&M logo on his shirt that he's wearing, but you'll see that on our Facebook page. So follow us on Facebook there.
Very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Leah here from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And, of course, Royce Hickman's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Scott. And you?
Good. Got a biggie tomorrow.
We got a biggie tomorrow. And, you know, before I get into that, listen to Leah talk about the flu and the stress and all. I'm going to start calling her Dr. Leah because she really had that nailed down.
She knows it. Well, that's it. That's it.
That's right.
She needs you do what?
Dog's coughing. That's
Well, I'm very excited about tomorrow, the Economic Outlook Conference. So there are still some tickets available. We're up over 400 that will be there tomorrow. It'll be at the Hilton starting about 7:30. Really appreciate Wells Fargo as our title sponsor, and the City of College Station, you know, has stepped up as a hospitality sponsor. The members are $85, non-members $100. I don't know that you can get a table now, but I know you can get some individual seats now. And we're going to have a lot of people talking about things going on in the community. Then Tracy McDaniel is going to come in here and talk about things going on in the state at lunch. And, of course, Jim Gaines is always a big hit out there talking about the economy, why we're where we are and where we're likely to go. This is a busy time for us. Normally January is a little light, but we've really picked up this year.
I got to believe, excuse me, before
you
go on.
Now,
personally, I think this is the most important economic conference in the last 20 years.
I agree.
Bryan College Station. I really do. Because, you know, oil is in the tank.
Right.
All those things that were projected in Austin are not coming true. I mean, we're building and all that, but if you look at how many apartments are being added, I mean, the whole housing market is really changing a lot. This is an important series, I think.
It really is, and we're going to have folks talking about the kinds of things you're talking about. And I hope Tracy McDaniel will get into a little bit about the Texas economy because, the oil has impacted the entire economy in the state, and some more than us, but we've certainly been impacted.
Right. But when your cities and counties look to the state for help, that help is not going to be there like it used to be.
It's not going to be there. That's right.
It's going to be a more difficult situation. And again, we're in a bubble within the bubble, but still, I can see that
we're still impacted.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, some people don't realize, like, our hotels have been impacted a lot by that because a lot of them were full by oil workers who are gone now. Oil field workers, I should say. Anyway, all right. Well, we have a fitness challenge come up. We did this some years ago, and it was very successful. We've not done it for a while, mainly because I figured they'd probably try to get me on it. But
yeah, exactly.
And I actually have my assistant, Cindy Wharton, here today who's running this thing for us. I think she wants to make sure I talk about it. But AeroFit, Aggieland Fitness Dome, and BoomFit have all stepped up to sponsors. It's a 12-week program that begins February the 22nd. Teams of four will have a personal trainer. They're also going to have access to a number of gyms at no charge. The event is the individual registration is $325 for this 12-week program. There's an informational session on this at Boneheads on the 8th of February from 5 to 7. And then registration deadline's the 12th, and the 12-week program will begin February the 22nd. So That's something I think we're going to have a lot of folks interested in. You know, our nutritional luncheon that we had earlier this month sold out. So I'm really expecting there's a focus on this, and we're trying to respond to that.
Yeah, yeah.
We've absolutely. Got an Inner Circle event coming up on February 9th. Unfortunately, this is the second event this month we've had that sold out. This is already sold out.
Wow.
So if you're an Inner Circle member, I'm really sorry about that. But I do want to thank Watercrest at Bryan and the Physician Center Hospital that stepped up to sponsor this tour of Kyle Field. That's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 on the 9th. Our business after hours this month is going, or actually next month now, February the 18th at Baylor Scott and White. This is our normal 5:30 to 7. It is an event that is free to the public and open to the public as well. And, it, you know, I always say just bring a stack of business cards, leave with a stack of business cards, just sure. different ones than you brought. Save the date for Taste of Aggieland. Some of us, that's our favorite event.
Yeah.
Sponsored by HEB, and we do it in connection with the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association. We have some other sponsorships available. It's Tuesday, March the 1st, so it's not that far away. It'll be 5:45 to 8:15 at Brazos County Expo. Now, if you're a restaurant, let us know that you're interested, because right now that's the big push, is trying to get our restaurants all signed mm-hmm. up. Tickets will be $30, premium tickets $75, and then seniors are $20 on that. Real quickly, two deluxe ribbon cuttings coming up. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley, who do a lot of good things in our community, Thursday, January the 28th, that's this week, 4:30 to 5:30. They're on Briarcrest Drive. An Extra Mile Office Condos, Remax Select, 12th Mortgage, all together on Wednesday, February the 3rd, from 4:30 to 5:30 on William D. Fitch. Inner Circle Spotlight this week is Baylor Scott and White Health Plan.
All right.
As always, I appreciate the time, especially when I had so much to talk about.
You did. It's a full time. Thank you, man. I appreciate the time. And that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Sony says it's moving the headquarters of its PlayStation video game unit from Tokyo to California, as the company needs to be able to respond quicker to industry trends. Tokyo-based Sony Computer Entertainment will merge with San Mateo-based Sony Network Entertainment International, which provides PlayStation's network services. The change will become effective in April. Procter & Gamble's sales fell 8.5% in the latest quarter, hurt by a stronger dollar. Profit jumped to $1.12 a share from 82 cents a year ago. A bankruptcy court judge has approved the Chapter 11 exit plan for American Apparel, handing the retailer over to its bondholders and ending former CEO Dov Charney's hopes of regaining control of the company he founded. The plan will swap $230 million in debt for equity with bondholders, wiping out Charney's stake. Crude oil down 31 cents at $30.03 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to modest gains at the open. That's Your Money Now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Mozo with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Just in case you missed this, the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field is now open to the public. It opened yesterday, January 25th. It's located on the west side of Kyle Field at Entry 3. The hall will be open from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, pending any schedule events. Admission is free. Hall of Champions is a massive 30,000-square-foot virtual sports museum that celebrates the iconic football stadium and all of Texas A&M athletics. It is designed to deliver a unique, one-of-a-kind experience for Aggie fans and guests. Open now, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Those winter chores are coming. Leaves to gather, brush piles to move, trees to take down. Let Sioux Falls Prater help make those chores easier. Their knowledgeable staff will pair you with the right equipment to tackle almost any job other than hanging the Christmas lights. Bagging systems for your mowers and tractors along with steel chainsaws are reliable and affordable to help you get your chores done. For more info, stop by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, on Highway 21 West or visit them online at cptractor.com.
The BVSO's very own concertmaster Javier Chaparro and his band Salud take to the stage with the symphony for this very special concert. Join us for an exciting evening of romance, jazz, and fun, beginning with Bowling Suite for Violin and Jazz Piano Trio. The symphony will also premiere new works composed by Javier himself, featuring the romantic sounds of South American music and irresistible Latin jazz, on Sunday, January 31st at 5 p.m. in Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zwarneman Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican State Representative, District 12. As a small business owner, I understand the need for conservative principles and common sense in Austin. I have been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Kim Gamando with a serious warning to all parents using a Wi-Fi connected baby monitor webcam. In today's world, internet connected TVs, kitchen appliances, security systems all communicate online. And if it's online, it will be hacked, monitored, and spied on. Manufacturers simply aren't building in enough safeguards. So today's warning surrounds a new, highly focused search site, Shodan. Shodan advertises itself as the search site for all webcams. Security experts are especially concerned about its ability to find wireless video baby monitors because everything online has a unique identifier number. It's called the IP number. Using it, it's possible to locate a physical address to any connected device. It doesn't matter who makes the baby monitor. All online feeds can be found with this free search site. Trust me, there are enough whack jobs in the world to take this one seriously. If I had a newborn, I'd rethink that baby monitor. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. It feels so good to come home and cook a real meal, but it's so hard to find the time. Plated is for busy people like me who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have time for planning or shopping. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes created to fit a wide range of tastes. Then, Plated sends a hand-packed, insulated box with ingredients precisely measured for the dinner you choose. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh produce, antibiotic-free meats, everything you need to cook a delicious dinner on the day you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps it fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Trust me, you don't need to be a pro to prepare chef-quality dinners right at home. A few simple steps are all it takes. Check out tryplated.com now and get a free dinner for two with your first delivery. That's right, a free dinner for two with your first Plated box. Go to tryplated.com for terms and details. That's tryplated.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan High School administrators suspicious of a student possessing stolen property led to the arrest of a 16-year-old yesterday afternoon. Bryan ISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the student was in the office around 1:30.
The student was actually in the office for an unrelated disciplinary type matter, but our administrators were suspicious of his behavior because he was we were looking at him for some stolen property.
Wallace says the student refused to allow the search of his backpack, so his parent was contacted to come to the school. When the parent opened the backpack, she found a loaded magazine. At that time, a school resource officer was brought in to finish the search when an unloaded handgun and marijuana were found.
From that point, he was taken into custody, and at this time, we're still investigating the rest of it. All parents were contacted via our school all-call system by Mr. Boobin, our building principal, and so parents have been contacted.
Wallace says he was very pleased with the way the Bryan High School administration handled the situation. The official BISD release is online at WTAW.com. College Station police took multiple reports of criminal mischief yesterday where vehicles were spray-painted at the Barracks townhomes. Three of the five were located on Armored Avenue and two on Tang Cake. A grand jury investigating Planned Parenthood has indicted two anti-abortion activists who covertly shot videos of the organization. Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson announced yesterday that Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLeiden was indicted on a felony charge of tampering with a governmental record and a misdemeanor count relating to purchasing human organs. Another activist was also indicted on a charge of tampering with a government record. A news release announcing the indictment doesn't say what the record was. Anderson said the grand jury cleared Planned Parenthood of any wrongdoing. United Way of the Brazos Valley is in the final push for their campaign season, but President Allison Prince says they haven't reached their goal just yet.
We were just about 65% of goal as of a couple weeks ago, so we've got a little ways left to go, but a lot of that we still haven't gotten results on some campaign efforts that have been done.
Prince says it has been a tough year for everyone, but that makes it an even more important time to give back.
This is a really important time to be thinking, what can I do to build a stronger community, to take care of those around us, and to really improve the community.
Prince says their campaign continues through March, and it's not too late for a company to host a workplace campaign. Go online to uwbv.org for more information. A little over halfway through flu season, fewer than 10% of flu cases have been reported in the Brazos Valley compared to last year.
The Brazos County Health Department reports 112 flu cases. That compares to 1,340 reported cases at this time last year.
That happens. You know, it's always difficult to know and extremely difficult to predict, if not impossible to predict.
Dr. Seth Sullivan, Brazos County Alternate Health Authority, says even with numbers down this year, you should still get vaccinated.
Now that students have come back into College Station, you know, that's always more of a concern about a time of increased potential for transmissibility.
Dr. Sullivan believes it is not a matter of if flu season hits, but when. Go online to BrazosHealth.org for more information on the flu and getting vaccinated. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The average price of a gallon of gas in Texas fell about 7 cents last week. Senior petroleum analyst Greg Laskowski with GasBuddy.com says the market's flooded with gasoline and oil.
We saw gasoline inventories hit the highest level that we've seen since 1990. We already know that the crude oil inventories are at the highest level in 80 years. There is an absolute glut of oil and gasoline right now.
Laskowski says gas prices in Texas will probably fall another 2 or 3 weeks, then start to bounce back up. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 51 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair. Couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up, and now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. It's tax time once again, and we are here to help you. We have been preparing and e-filing tax returns since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey-endorsed local provider. Do you know the new tax laws? Don't be one of the thousands of people who prepare their own return and pay the IRS too much money. We guarantee fast and accurate preparation. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776 for your appointment. That's 696-6776.
Good morning. It's 836. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Highs will make their way up to about 55 this afternoon. Can't rule out an isolated shower. It'll become partly cloudy across the region overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. High pressure takes control of things tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Highs back up to around 55. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny during the day Thursday. Highs Thursday 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:37. If you're already making plans for Valentine's Day, you might want to visit the Bronx Zoo, home of a lot of Madagascar hissing cockroaches, all of which are given names. One Valentine, the zoo will, on the Valentine's Day, the zoo will let guests name one of their giant cockroaches after a loved one for just $10 per roach.
I love you, baby. I named this roach after you.
A banner at the zoo reads, "Tens of thousands of roaches remain nameless and would make a great symbol of your love."
Curiosity, though, how long do they live?
Well, unless you've got a little flag that you stick on the back of that roach, you're not going to know whether it's that roach or not, are you?
No, I'm just curious, though.
Yeah. If only there were a way.
Well, I'm working on it.
I was figuring Patrick was already typing it in as we talked. Passengers on a Turkish Airlines flight from Texas to Istanbul were reportedly asked to search their own bags. Witnesses say the flight made an emergency landing at Shannon in Ireland. In the middle of the night, at that point, flustered flight crew allegedly asked the 209 passengers to go through their own bags to see if there was anything unusual inside. Crew members didn't specify at the time what the unusual item might be. Later turned out the mystery item was suspected to be a bomb. Okay, the airline explained the incident. It's always the last place you look. The airline explained the incident was related to a security event. No bombs were found. Nobody was injured. They got back on the plane and they got there.
They lived for 5 years.
Yeah. Okay, as long as there's not a newspaper rolled up nearby. Pretty cool here. Guy in Northern California got trapped down a 12-foot well trying to save his dog. The unidentified man discovered the pooch Saturday night at the bottom of the shaft whimpering, so he used a ladder to climb down to get the pet, but somehow got himself wedged inside. Rescuers say the shaft measures 3 or 4 feet in diameter. Sonoma County fire crew dropped a rope to rescue the man and his dog. Both suffered some scrapes, but they'll be okay.
Well, that's good.
Most important part, they'll be okay. All-girls basketball team in Minnesota reportedly has been disqualified for playing because they're too good. The Rogers Area Youth Basketball Association, that's RABA, girls team, says they were given the boot by the Northwest Suburban Basketball League thanks to their skill level.
That's the number of blah.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. The, blah, because it's a league. It's the last, so it's, it'd be the new blah. Anyway. Whatever. Show about nothing. League reportedly sent the rejection letter after the girls hit a 3-game winning streak. What?
What? Were they beating them by, you know, more than the
hundreds?
Warriors beat the Spurs?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, the Warriors pretty well spanked them for big boys playing basketball. The news also came the day before the team was set to play in a tournament. Spokesman for the team explains the league considers the girls too talented. Well, of course.
Only in America.
No, you see, and that's it. That's the whole thing is one of these days, and I'll never forget this. This is 35 years ago. I thought I was pretty good at trivial pursuits, okay?
Okay.
So I'm living in Beaumont, and so the morning guy there says, hey, well, I got a friend who is pretty good at trivial pursuits. And so, hey, we had a party at the house. Oh, we're going to play trivial pursuits. Wow. Clean my clock. He ended up being my accountant. That was okay, but
hey,
man.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeez. Just remember. That's the way it is in America. You think you're pretty good at something, and then all of a sudden you find out there's somebody who's pretty good at something. And you're kind of going, oh, well, never
mind. Yeah, but no one asked him to quit playing Trivial Pursuit.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is, and then they shouldn't have, right, because they're preparing those girls for the world. I know you're trying your best. Guess what? Sometimes that's not good enough.
I just found the coolest thing online.
All right.
From Michigan Tech.
All right.
They have a drone catcher.
Oh,
it's a drone designed to take down other drones, and it shoots it with a net, wraps it up, and then takes it away.
So you can take a Mustang and break it for yourself?
This is pretty cool.
If I'm not doing anything illegal with my licensed drone, I don't want somebody coming in and throwing a net on it and carrying it away.
But if it's over your property, you're doing something you don't want it to do, why not? Instead of shooting it with a shotgun, which people are doing.
Look, what's this thing called?
Drone catcher.
See, there'll be drone catcher abuse. Why can't we think of the children's drones?
And then there'll be a drone with flaming propellers to cut through the net.
Exactly.
When will this drone war end?
Yeah, it's like Ben-Hur in the chariot races. You know, it'll come in and shear off the,
drone
the propellers
escalation?
Or whatever. Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Odds for Vegas in Super Bowl 50, in case you care. I know you don't, but Panthers are a 4.5-point favorite, early favorite over Denver. That's at Caesars. Pinnacle Sports says Carolina, 4-point favorite.
Better odds than the Super Bowl? I mean, the lotto?
Yeah. Oh, you know, speaking of the lotto, here's one more. Now that it's over, okay, now they want to give you all these reasons to know that you should feel okay because you're a loser, okay?
redemption portion?
Not something like that. I mean, we did it, remember, last week about how to win a raffle, which was really a lame story. But this one is... You don't really want to win Powerball.
Oh, no.
You really don't, sort of, and here are the reasons why. Because, number one, you like where you live. Many lotto winners move to a new community or a new state or a new country or whatever because they can. But others who like where they live find they have to leave because the instant celebrity status causes desperate people to be waiting outside their door asking them for money or an investment.
Have a cup of sugar and $100,000.
Number two, you love your family. They wouldn't likely change if you won. Family members have been known to sue for a portion of the lottery winnings.
Oh.
And lottery winners have 4 times a higher divorce rate than the national average. Number three, you like your friends. Everybody who wins thinks they'll keep the same friends that they've got now. Rarely does that work out because your friends are apt to be envious of your winnings. Or it raises those difficult questions about whether or not you should share your wealth, and if so, with whom. And then you don't want to go broke.
That'd be embarrassing.
65% of lottery winners wind up in bankruptcy.
That's because they're stupid.
Well, they are. And, you know, the age and station in life has a lot to do with that, too.
That's true.
Winning the lottery is a temptation to lavish overspending. At the same time, friends and relatives and strangers will approach you. They'll request money. Then there are the taxes. Remember, you're going to be in about the 40% tax bracket.
Oh, yeah, the government's the worst friend of all.
Yeah, exactly. But again, if you just, and that's when we were rocking at $1.5 billion, they were saying, wait 6 months. No, wait a year before you start spending the money. Take a breath and look around. If you do that. Just saying.
If it's something you still want, go get it.
So does Coca-Cola being poured in the toilet help clean the toilet?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
You know, the folks at Suddenlink are ready to help you out for your home, but they're also ready to help you out for your business because being able to keep up and catch up and go ahead is important in growing your business. Now, all you need to do is call Chad Cowan. They got a special number, 595-2413, and let Chad tell you about the programs that they've got for you. Right now, they've got a special offer. You get high-speed internet, 75 meg downloads, 10 meg uploads for as little as $124.95 a month. And, of course, we've told you before that Bryan College Station is gig city. That means you can get up to 1 gig speeds, and that's about 100 times faster than your typical phone company internet. Now, you may not need 1 gig right now, but when you do, they've got it right here for you at Suddenlink. So call Chad about that. And also, of course, they have a phone system, which is great. You can save about 20% above what, or less than what the phone company charges you. You get to keep your equipment, you get to keep your phones, and you can grow it as you need to. So call Chad at 595-2413, 595-2413, and find out the business solution that's just right for you at Suddenlink. So Mr. Downs is already here this morning, yet again.
Well, it's almost 9 o'clock.
Well, I know. That's true. That's true. But anyhow, I don't know if he's been listening or not today. He seemed alert. And
as opposed to foggy.
Well, yeah, as opposed to you know, having drug up here or something like that. And sort of what I was thinking, see, is that we play that little Adele thing for him.
Okay.
You know that the little joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Are you trying to do it live, or are you going to play
the? Of course. Well, no. I mean, I'm going to play the.
Oh, I thought you were going to set the joke up, and you were going to do it.
Oh no. Oh.
Bing!
Yeah, no.
That smacks of effort.
Yeah, no, that would be way too much trouble. I kind of think. All right. Now, I don't know. There were people in the station. He may be.
I think they're doing the.
Okay.
Sales Weasel Emporium Matorium.
Already? Maybe that's why.
Meeting thing.
Okay, we'll see.
Or maybe you'll pull him out of the meeting. He'll be thankful.
He'd be glad. Hi, Ben. How are you?
What?
Hi, how are you?
Oh. No, that's not what I'm wadding about. Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Okay. What do you mean he'll be thankful?
Okay. Anyway, so did you have how much
Wait
of the
a second,
how much please. Of the show have you heard today?
I don't know. Why do you ask?
Well,
perhaps I've heard the important parts.
Well, we had a humorous part this morning.
He clearly wasn't listening if he only heard the important
parts.
Yeah,
it was a strangely humorous part, and I thought I would share it with you.
Well, I'm just sitting here with my funny bone all ready to go.
Okay, now there. What's the name of the website, Patrick, with the kids?
The kids. Wait, what?
It's the
where they play music.
Where they look at?
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kids.
Kids react.
Yes, Scott. Yeah.
Kids react. It's on YouTube. Yeah, that. But that narrows it down. Pull the starter on your computer.
Adele. Is that what we're doing?
So what happens is they play Adele in front of these little kiddos and they react. Okay, and so they were playing "Hello" by Adele. Are you familiar with the song?
Would it help the bit if I said yes?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Who knew Adele was spelled with one L?
Yeah. Right. You ready?
So, most of America, I guess.
So, yeah. Yes, here's the child listening.
Yes. Okay.
Why did Adele cross the road? To say hello from the other side.
What do you think? What do you think?
What is that kid doing between 6 and 9 in the morning?
Okay, well, I let you know.
And right below that is Ellen is inspired by Adele's new song.
Okay. I just didn't know if you're – I didn't know what your Adele IQ was.
There's a whole thing here of kids
yes.
and people
– Yes.
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 Holy
it's a thing.
Moses.
Hey, you're not going to get any work done today.
I got to get some work done. I don't have any work tomorrow because I'm doing the Economic Outlook Conference.
Oh, yes. That's right. So you get a free lunch out of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so they said breakfast at 7:30. Do you think they really meant that?
Now, in years past, they've had little goody takeaways. Are there any goody takeaways? Do you know?
I don't know. They wouldn't tell me.
No, oh, I got you. You used to know that kind of stuff when you were important.
Back in the days when I actually had some importance to the chamber.
Oh, yeah. You know, wait,
hold on.
I got here. You need to know this. This fall, Star Trek, of course, marks its 50th anniversary.
Yep.
They'll be doing a 3-day convention in New York City at the Javits Center. Mark it on your calendar now. It's going to run September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's called Star Trek Mission New York.
Why would they do that just when school's getting underway? Don't they know this will destroy attendance?
Well, they figured they're grown-up geeks like you. I mean, grown-up fans like
fans,
grown-up steckers like you.
We
yeah.
prefer the word
okay.
fans.
Okay. The Hollywood Reporter notes that that the very first Trek convention took place in New York City back in 1972. You were like what 20 then when that happened? So when Gene Roddenberry
and thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, Gene Roddenberry and Isaac Asimov in attendance, along with a number of Trek favorites. And while we're on the subject,
is Shatner the last one? Let's see, Nimoy's gone.
Yeah,
Bones is gone.
Yeah,
right?
He's gone. He's dead.
Chekhov carrying.
No, no. The
Chekhov is still around.
I was going to say Chekhov.
Sulu
alive.
Is still alive.
Oh Lord, yes.
Okay, so
and will not shut the hell up.
Yeah, you're right. Star Trek Beyond will be at the convention after the movie hits the theaters too. That's July 22nd.
Watch me rile them up. So, how many Trekkies do you think will be there?
By Trekkies, you of course mean Trekkers.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
Just wanted
anyway,
to throw that in there.
Just I thought we'd play the little Adele thing for you, and then when I saw the Star Trek thing, I knew that we needed to go there too.
Well, you know, you got to cover all the bases
you
and everything. But I did hear that. That part I did hear.
Okay, very good. Did you happen to hear the part about how Amazon is about to become the biggest seller of clothing in the U.S.?
But it was actually Macy's because Kevin told everybody.
Didn't he? I mean, really.
He did listen to the important parts.
You know, but that's the problem. It's obvious he was raised in rock and roll radio where you have to just be so obvious, right?
It starts with an M.
We've got a lot more Trivial Pursuit listeners here.
Yeah. Kevin's not saying anything. Nice
because there's nothing riveting about hearing a store name over and over and over again.
That's a different store name.
Oh,
okay. When do we do states?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Let's do that tomorrow.
All right, we'll do it. That's right.
Good heavens.
There you are. Or we could do rock groups. So, do we want to do the NYPD officers rescue the baby kitty out of the wheel, or we want to do the Ferrari that could sell for $34 million?
Ferrari.
I think so. Probably every time. Red 1957 Ferrari, 335S Spider.
Yep.
I'll be auctioned in Paris on Feb 5. It raced in the Sebring's 12-hour race. And 24 Hours of Le Mans as well. Finished fourth in the Swedish Grand Prix. Finished second in the Venezuela Grand Prix. And won the Cuban Grand Prix. How could Cuba afford to have a Grand Prix? Tell me how that... Oh, maybe back then it could have.
It is one of the most iconic, beautiful cars ever.
Looking to get $34 million. $34 million for that thing.
Staggering.
And then you can't drive it. I mean, you're going to have to put it on a trailer.
This is why Hot Wheels were famous.
So we could do this.
This kind of car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this Hot Wheel's going to cost you $34 million, it looks like.
Okay.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Ice Center.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There you go, about 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. God, open up all these windows just to play that stupid Adele thing for Ben. That's a lot of trouble, I'm just saying.
Oh, the humanity.
I know, the humanity it is. It's terrible. Have you ever made a purchase from an unscrupulous merchant and had trouble getting your money back, even though you were entitled to it? Can be frustrating and futile sometimes, so don't bother. If you used a credit card, inform the merchant that you intend to request a chargeback from your credit card issuer. Retailers really don't like that. They live in fear of the increased merchant fees that result from a chargeback. Plus, they're going to have to spend a lot of time filling out paperwork. So, go ahead and tell them that. Consequently, they may reconsider their position and change just when you happen to use that word. If they don't, call the credit card company and follow through on the chargeback. I mean, if they are unscrupulous, then you need to do that.
Go after them.
Yep. Okay, here we go. The experts at Good Housekeeping grabbed these off of Pinterest to see if they really, really, really are true. Combining baking soda and vinegar for an all-purpose cleaner. Heard this one before?
Mm-hmm.
Now, separately, baking soda and vinegar are handy cleaners. But it's a myth that mixing them creates cleaning magic.
Yeah, it neutralizes them.
People excitedly, yes, they do. They watch it bubble and all that kind of stuff, and they think, oh, that's really cool, you know. Actually, what you've done is you've created water and some salt. Vinegar is acidic. Baking soda is basic. So basically, as you say, from a chemical standpoint, they cancel each other out. But it smells like it's cleaning, right? Cleaning the toilet bowl with soda. People claim that the acidity in your refreshing drink works wonders on your toilet bowl stains. But it's a waste of soda. Coke or Pepsi is not formulated to clean. And it certainly won't kill germs, especially like the stuff that you buy in the store for that purpose. And no, you can put a penny in it and it won't dissolve. You've heard that
one. It does work to clean terminals, though.
It will do
I've
that.
Used it.
It will do that. Put a lemon wedge in your dishwasher to make your dishes cleaner. Putting a single lemon wedge or even a few in your dishwasher before running it might give the load a fresh scent, but that tiny piece of fruit is not going to make any difference. And, you know, there's a good chance that some of it could stick and then get baked on by the drying phase of your dishwashing machine. Spritz hairspray on an ink stain on fabric. That actually used to work.
But?
Well, hairspray doesn't contain alcohol anymore. So what do you do?
Oh.
Just go get some alcohol.
Just rubbing out.
Just take a little... Put a little alcohol either in a spray bottle or put it on the end of a Q-tip after you've stuck it in your ear, of course, and rub it on
heavens.
The ink. Well, we were talking about that earlier this morning, the ear on the back of the mouse.
Right now there's somebody going, what?
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
You know, it was on this date in 1802 that Congress passed an act calling for a library to be established within the U.S. Capitol. Ooh, 1875, the dental drill was patented by George F. Green. Yeah, but just consider what they were doing before that.
Ah!
1979, the Dukes of Hazzard premiered, and you thought that was going to be the stupidest show on television. Boy, were you wrong. 1998, Bill Clinton said, I did not, well, you know, with that woman thing. And 2006, Western Union discontinued telegram service. Back tomorrow. WTAW, Colorado.